Chaitanya Charitamrita class, Stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita, October 25th. And we're hearing about this story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and giving teachings and this illuminations on Bhagavat Tattva. And he's in Sri Rangam speaking with Venkata Bhatta, and they're having some discussion. Lord Chaitanya has asked Venkata, why is it that you're a worshipper of Sri, you're a Sri Vaishnava, follower of the Ramanuja, and you worship Lakshmi Narayan, but why Lakshmi left Narayan to come and attain the service of Krishna Vrindavan and perform so many austerities in that regard? And Venkata gives various arguments that in Tattva, Narayan and Krishna are one, but there's some difference in Ras, but they're basically one, and Lakshmi's enjoying so much bliss, she's Ladini Shakti of Narayan, she's enjoying so much bliss and association with Narayan, so now she wants to relish the similar bliss in association with Narayan in another aspect, the Krishna aspect of Narayan, as she sees it. So there's no fault in her part. Everything seems fine. So Lord Chaitanya says, Prabhu kahi dosha nahi, iha ami jani, rasana paila lakshmi shastri iha shuni. This is chapter 9, Madhya Lila, verse 120. Mahaprabhu said, I know, Bhattaji, there's no fault on Lakshmi's part, but still, despite all her austerities and all of her vrata niyama kari and all of her vrats and niyamas and tapa karila, all her austerities, she was not able to enter the rasa dance. We hear this from the real scriptures. Now, Mahaprabhu quotes a verse from 10th canto, Brahmar Gita, Chapter 47, verse 60. Nayam shriyonga unitantarate prasadha swara yoshitam nalina ganda rucham kutonya rasotsavesya bujadanda grihita kanta labdashisham yadu uragad brajasundarinam labdashisham yadu uragad brajasundarinam. When Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor of receiving the Lord's embrace around their necks was never ever bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or any other consorts in Vaikuntha. Nor was such a thing even imagined by the beautiful celestial girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma exactly resembles the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. So Mahaprabhu is telling Bhattaji, Venkata Bhattaji, that you're saying that Narayan is the same as Krishna, but yet Lakshmi has no trouble associating or being with Narayan, but she underwent so much trouble to associate with Krishna, but she couldn't attain that fortune. The simple, lowly, coward girls, earthly girls, Amanush, Jana, the ladies, the human beings, the ladies of Braj, they got to have such intimate association with Krishna in a rasa dance. But not your Lakshmi, and not even any celestial, Swargadevis, Uravasi, or Ramburu, or Tilotama. They could not attain Krishna's. Or even other worldly women. There are so many people on earth, so many brahmanis and princesses and queens. They're certainly more cultured, refined, and beautiful than the Braja Gopis. They are Abhira class. They are simply animal keepers, running behind cows and picking wild flowers and milking cows. They were Vaishyas. They were nothing extraordinary, just simple, simple village girls. But yet, they had such great fortune, much more than your Lakshmi. Lakshmi kene na paila, ihara ki karan, tapakari kaiche Krishna paila, shutigana. Bhattaji, can you tell me why Lakshmi could not enter the rasa dance? The shutigan, the authorities of Vedic knowledge, they could enter the rasa dance and associate with Krishna. So this is very interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Bhattaji, of course, this is hasa parihasa. that they are laughing and they're joking together, and succubav, it's the verse, the term is used, succubav, not that they're coward boys, but succubav in terms of friendship. They were very friendly behavior they were exhibiting to one another. I mean, after all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Vaikuntha Bhatta's house for 4 months as his house guest, and they were speaking every night about Harikatha. This is one night's discussion. So obviously they became very fast friends. And who wouldn't want to make friends with somebody like God? So there's a little partly in jest here, but also there's a lot of philosophy being revealed here. For the worshippers of Radha and Krishna, they're being bolstered in their faith and strengthened in their tattva-gyan. Their tattva-gyan, or their knowledge of spiritual truth or existential reality, is being strengthened by hearing this discussion. And that is why Lord Chaitanya is giving it as the ideal teacher. He is a propagator of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So who can teach Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta better than Lord Chaitanya? Because he's the origin of this philosophy, Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So because people say, oh, Narayan, Ram, Krishna, ah, that's all one. Lakshmi or Sita, Radha, it's all Shakti, Shaktiman. Oh, in this discussion, the actual Tattva Siddhanta is being clearly revealed. The difference between Narayan and Krishna and Lakshmi and Radha, and the supremacy of Krishna over other forms of Godhead, supremacy of Radha over other forms of Shakti. So he's challenging, Mahaprabhu is asking Bhattaji, Venkata Bhatta, well, what about Lakshmi? What's her problem? And these ordinary coward girls enter the Rasa dance, and not only enter dance, not just dancing around, it's one thing to dance with somebody, but it's another thing to have the dance partner put his arm around your neck. It's a little bit more intimate than just doing the 1-2-1-2 dance step. And that implies more than that also, because once somebody's arm's around your neck, then you don't know what's going to happen. Anything's possible. So that implication is there, that they enjoyed fully and intimately and thoroughly, which they did. Bhagavatam is revealing that. He's saying, well, what's going on? So Mahaprabhu is making a nice joke here. He's saying that these ordinary girls attain this fortune, which even celestials couldn't attain, and other earthly beings couldn't attain. None of the Vaikuntha ladies could attain, nor could your Lakshmi attain. Not only Lakshmi, so she couldn't attain what one group of ladies attained, she couldn't attain, and they were just Vaishyas. Not only that, a group of men attained Krishna. Even a group of men defeated your Lakshmi, the Shutigan. The personified Shrutis are all rishis and sages who brought this Vedic knowledge into the world called the Shrutis. Atharvaveda, Rigveda, Yajurveda, and Samaveda. They're each authored or penned by a different rishi and sage. So after hearing and understanding about the glories of the gopis and their Vishuddha Nirmal Prem, they became very anxious. Oh, we also want to become gopis, or at least have one incarnation as a gopi, gopi roop, so we can dance with Krishna in a rasa dance. We're attracted. We've heard about it. They're the Shrutis. Shruti means here. Shravanam, Shruti. So they said, how do we do it? How do you become a gopi? How do you get a gopi deha to dance with Krishna and rasa dance? And then they understood that you have to follow the gopis. Gopi anugatya. Gopi anugatya. You have to follow the mellows, the moods, the bhavas, the ways and sevas of the gopis. You have to be under their shelter, under their guidance, under their protection, and be a recipient of their mercy. Be in their parampara, gopi parampara. So they did that. They enlisted themselves like that. They gave up their ego. Hey, we're big. Hey, come on. I'm Bhargava Rishi, this Rishi, that Rishi, big Rishi. I'm not going to follow some little girl. You expect me to start thinking like a little girl and acting like a little 12-year-old, 13-year-old girl? Ah, what is this? I pull one hair off my head and just turn you into a frog. Turn you into a lizard. And you want me to go around with ankle bells and Kinkinimala? No, of course that's external. But they did the bhajan. They did the bhajan of following the mellows and footsteps and bhavas of the gopis for thousands and thousands of years, and finally they were awarded in one particular kalpa that they got gopi deha, the shrutis, and they were able to enter the Maharas dance and Ashwin Purnima and dance with Krishna and gopi deha, which Lakshmi hasn't gotten a chance even yet. Lakshmi's so close, but so far. What was available to Jiva Tattva? What was available to a Jiva Tattva is not available to the Sarup Shakti of Krishna. Lakshmi Devi is Sarup Shakti. She is Sarup Shakti of Narayan. She's transcendental. She's not a Tatastha Jiva. Not Jiva Shakti, Sarup Shakti. Lakshmi Devi is Sarup Shakti, expansion from Radharani. She could not get the fortune to dance with Krishna. But the Jiva Tattva Shrutis they got. Just see. Can you explain this, Venkata Bhatta? 10th Canto, Chapter 87, Verse 23. This chapter is about prayers by the personified Vedas, which Lord Chaitanya again quotes, because he mentioned about the Shruti Gan. First he mentioned about the Shruti Gan, the group of Shrutis, the authorities of Vedic knowledge, the Shrutis, they enter the Rasa dance and associate with Krishna. So in his own language, Lord Chaitanya is mentioning this to Venkata Bhatta, and then he supports it and backs it by Bhagavat Praman, Amalagyanam, Bhagavatam. Nibrittamaran Manaksha Dhrira Yoga Yujo Ridihan Munaya Upasate Tadarayo Pi Yayu Smaranat Shriya Ragendra Boga Bhujadanda Vishakta Diyo Vayamapite Sama Samadrishon Gri Saroja Sudha. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing the mystic system and controlling the breath. Thus engaging in the most difficult and rigorous mystic yoga, they eventually see the Paramatma within their hearts, and ultimately they enter into an impersonal Brahman. But even the enemies of Krishna attain that position simply by thinking of the Lord. However, the damsels of Braj, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents. Striya Uragendra Boga Bhuja Danda Vishakta Diyo. They want to be embraced by Krishna's serpentine-like arms. Thus the gopis ultimately tasted the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. This is a prayer by the personified Vedas. Similarly, we, the personified Upanishads, we can also taste the nectar of Krishna's feet by following in the footsteps of the gopis. So they're smart. The Shrutis are smart. They understand that they gave up their ego. They gave up their vidvan. Their vidvan, their Vedic. They're such gyanis, so learned, so much tapabalam. They were tapasvis and vairagis and gyanis and chaturvedis and great maharishis, Mahamandaleshwara rishis, Shastra Shiromani rishis, Jagat gurus. They gave up all that ego, all that identity to become simple, humble followers of the gopis. And because of that, they were able to attain the lotus feet of Krishna in gopi bhav. Samadrishongri saroj sudha. Angri saroj. Saroj means lotus. Samadrisha, sama, sudha. They're able to drink the nectar from the lotus feet of Krishna because they follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Shuti paya lakshmi na paya iti ki karan Bhattakai iha praveshite nare moraman. Having been asked by Mahaprabhu why the goddess of fortune could not enter the Rasa dance, whereas the Shrutis, they could enter, Venkata Bhatta said, I cannot enter into the mysteries of this behavior. In other words, I don't know why Lakshmi could not enter the Rasa dance. It befuddles me. I cannot understand. Ami jiva kudra bhuti sahaje astira Ishvarera lila koti samudra gambira. I am a jiva, ami jiva kudra bhuti. I have limited intelligence and I am easily agitated. Sahaje astira, my sahaja, my natural conditions. I'm not very steady. I get agitated easily. Ishvara lila koti samudra gambira. The lila of the Ishvara, the lila of the controller, is deeper, more confidential, deeper, hidden, secret, unfathomable than millions and millions of depthless oceans. My mind cannot enter within the deep ocean of the pastimes of the Lord. Ishvara lila, koti samudra gambhir. Tumi sakshat se Krishna, jananija karma, jare janahat se jane, Tomara Lila Marma. Mahaprabhu, you are Sakshat Krishna. Jananija Karma, You know your own activities. You know what you're doing. Jana means janati. Gyan, jana. Nija karma. You know what you're doing. You know nija karma. You know your own activities. And the person whom you enlighten can also understand your pastimes. Jari janahase jani tumara lila maram. The purport of your pastimes, the lila marma, can be understood by someone who you favor. Say jani tumara, your jana, your friend, your representative, he can understand the intricacies of your and the depths of your lila. Prabhupada's purport. Krishna's pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. One has to purify the senses by rendering transcendental loving service unto the Lord. When the Lord is pleased, he reveals himself and one can understand the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord. This is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad. Yame vaisha virunute tena labhyastas yaishat atma virunute tanum swam. Anyone favored by Krishna can understand Krishna's transcendental name, qualities, form, and pastimes. So I wrote a little note here. Pleasure, revelation, understanding. If we gain Krishna's pleasure, he will award us with revelation. And with that revelation comes the full understanding of Krishna and all of Krishna. Krishna's name, Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, and Vashishta, and Dham. Prabhu kahe Krishna reka swabhava vilakshan samadhurye sarvachita kare akarshan. Mahaprabhu replied to Bhattaji, Krishna has a special characteristic, swabhava vilakshan. Vi means vishesh lakshan. A very special, he has ek swabhava lakshan. In his swabhava, in his character, there's one very special quality. What is that? Swamadhurye sarvachitakarya karshan. Krishna attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. Swamadhurye. Swamadhurye sarvachitakarya karshan. He draws, he steals the sarvachitta, the hearts of everyone. The chitta, the consciousness, the heart of everyone. With what? Swamadhurye. Swamadhurye. His own sweetness. Rupa Goswami categorizes Krishna's sweetness in four categories. Rupa Madhurya, his sweet and relishable and delightful sweet form. Vena Madhurya, his irresistibly attractive flute playing. Vena Madhurya. And his Prema Madhurya, his sweetness of his loving dealings with all of his eternal associates and aspiring servitors. Prema Madhurya. Then his Leela Madhurya, his irresistibly charming and attractive pastimes that he has in Brajadam. In this way, Krishna attracts the hearts of everyone. Sarvachitta. Sarvachitta Chor. Sarvachitta Chor. He steals the hearts of everyone. Swamadhurya Sarvachitta Karya Karshan. So what is Krishna's special characteristic? Svabhava Vilakshan. What is Krishna's Ek Svabhava Vilakshan? What is that special characteristic? He attracts everyone's heart by his personal sweetness or conjugal love. Madhurya Bhava, Madhurya Leela. Krishna, what does Krishna mean? Attractor, all attractive. That's a special characteristic of Krishna that Narayan doesn't have, Ram doesn't have, Vishnu doesn't have, Vamanadeva, Dasavatara, they don't have. They don't have. Krishna attracts everyone. Tangible, intangible, animate, inanimate, living, non-living, water, stones, birds, trees, insects, bees or insects, celestials, terrestrials, and serpents, Nagapatnis and Yajnapatnis and all Patnis, Devapatnis, Swargadevis, any deva. The devas, it says when the demigods are flying in the Pushpa Viman, the flower airplanes, with their wives' hair gets undone, the knots in their underwear become untied when they hear the ankle bells of Krishna dancing in a rasa dance and playing his flute. They become agitated to enjoy with Krishna, and so do their husbands, it says. The knots in their underwear become undone, and their hair gets loose, their sikhas get loose, and they become lusty to enjoy with Krishna, not in some perverted modern weird bhav, but in the mood of offering themselves. They desire, oh, let us become gopis also, so we can offer ourselves for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna is so attractive that he even brings out this mood of conjugal love or prakriti bhav in the demigods. This is the power of Krishna's attraction. Swamadurye sarvachita karya karsham. Well, tomorrow, hear more about this interesting revelation, the illumination on Bhagavat Tattva. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.